I'm Walt Lindela with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I had a chance to speak with Marquette City Manager Karen Kovacs for a preview of tonight's meeting of the Marquette City Commission. Commissioners will be voting on a plan to rezone a property located at 301 West Barriga Avenue. They'll also be having a closed session tonight to strategize the negotiation of collective bargaining agreements. But we started the conversation off with the scheduling of a public hearing for the city's proposed budget for fiscal year 2022, which is currently facing an approximate $4 million revenue shortfall. Here's the latest with Marquette City Manager Karen Kovacs.
This is the proposed budget, and this is going forward with what we think is our best shot at this, given the facts that we do have some revenue shortfalls. So, you know, we started off with a rather significant use of fund balance, and we were able to whittle that down to about half. And that is something that's comfortable and within our fund balance policy. So yes, we are still a little bit short on revenue, and do have some big projects coming up. But this is really something that I think everybody's proud of.
As we're looking at the revenue shortfall in the city, are there things that are going to go on hold, larger projects? Or are you moving ahead with those?
So you're reconsidering all of your projects right now and looking forward to what we can do. Now, you know, we're fortunate that we are able to bond for many of these, so we are able to spread this out over the life of the asset that we're trying to improve here. So yes, there are things that we will be considering to put on hold, and there are certain things that we did not go forward with. There's some studies that we wanted to do in order to kind of have a better plan for the future, and we're putting those on hold for now and looking at what we can do later down the road.
And the setting of that date then for that public hearing will be, I believe, at your next meeting, which would be then the 27th, I think? Okay. Now, also with the meeting tonight, there are conversations that have to do with a rezoning question. This has gotten some traction in the community over the last couple of weeks concerning a property that the Catholic Diocese has. Tell us what's going to be talked about tonight.
Yeah, so this was something that was actually a public hearing that was held the last meeting in August. And at that point, there was an intended use that they thought they were going to go forward with, a halfway house. And about moments before the meeting and moments before that public hearing, the diocese came back and said, you know what? Nope, we're reconsidering. They actually, I think, even stated that they're going to look outside of the city, and it will stay with how they're using it right now, which are, you know, quarters for the priests, clergymen, things like that. So, but because they are going to continue using it as such, that still needs to be rezoned in order to be conforming.
And I understand that there was quite a bit of discussion, a public discussion about this at the last meeting, which is why this vote was put off to tonight. So any thoughts on where it should be going? It sounds almost at this point now it would be a formality.
It is kind of a formality. The commission obviously would probably like to have an update. And it's important to note, though, that if this does get rezoned, and I believe that's the recommendation of the Planning Commission, If the diocese does intend to go forward with a halfway house, they still have to go through a special land permit use, or a special land use permit. And that's another process with the Planning Commission. So yes, this should be pretty straightforward, but I do believe the commission wants to reiterate all those important notes.
Talking about what's happening with tonight's meeting of the Marquette City Commission with Marquette City Manager Karen Kovacs, one of the items on the agenda tonight is a closed session that has to do with strategizing some collective bargaining agreements. Obviously, closed session, you can't really talk about that too much because that's why it is such. But what's going to be looked at as with this strategizing?
Yeah, this is going forward and making sure that we are all on the same page, that the commission and the staff and the negotiating team is all on the same page. You know, obviously, this is something that is very much, you know, a sensitive subject. So we do have this behind, you know, closed doors. Mm-hmm. But this is something that, you know, we just need to do to make sure that we are giving our best effort when we go to that negotiating table.
Is the shortcoming and the revenue in the city, it's about the $4 million-ish or so, is that really going to have an impact, do you feel, on negotiations of contracts in the next year or so?
You know, unfortunately, it is, everybody's in this together, so that does mean even our staff and our unions do kind of feel that pinch. And so we are trying to look at this and say, you know, hey, here's where we are, and have some discussions on that at the negotiating table.
What is the general spirit of the staff and everybody to try to work through this to find options right now to get through that revenue shortfall?
I think we are incredibly fortunate, and these you know, the staff is one of our biggest assets, and they are all in this together, like I said, and they all they're all coming up with ideas. And whether it's within their own department or outside of their department, because it's always easier to say, hey, you should be doing this. Mm-hmm. But everybody's coming to the table with great ideas. You know, we had the first initial budget discussions, you know, about a month and a half ago, and everybody has still been, you know, emailing ideas and suggestions and just kind of understanding it. And it is definitely a team effort, and we are incredibly fortunate to have that.
That's Marquette City Manager Karen Kovacs. Tonight's meeting of the Marquette City Commission is at 6 p.m. at Commission Chambers at Marquette City Hall. With a look at what's going on in our community for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelof.